By the end of the episode today, you are going to understand what periodization is in the 12-week year and why it is so important to you. You're going to understand the power of coaching and why all elite individuals have a coach. And then I'm going to introduce you to force number one of our business mastery program, that is knowing where you are. And then we're going to start to create your map, your massive action plan, your strategic plan to get you where you want to be. Stay tuned. Welcome to Antonio Bravada's Business Coaching and Optimization Podcast. And you guessed it, I'm your host, Antonio Bravada, but you can call me Tony. I've spent years helping business owners as individuals grow their businesses and, more importantly, their free cash flow. I am here for you. Your business is the tool that lets you live the life that you want. If you're ready to be an owner and stop being an operator of your business, and if you're ready to increase your sales and profits while at the same time creating more time and financial freedom for you and your family, this is the place to be. Let's dive into today's episode. What if you knew exactly what to accomplish and have a purpose for each day and every week, and actually be able to execute and accomplish that? How would that affect your business? If you had a coach who would help you on all of the areas of your life and work with you each step of the way, to coach you through implementing your strategy and help you, how much more productive would you be? In order to get where you want to go, you need to acknowledge where you are today. We're going to answer a few questions so that you know how to get to your destination. So let's get started. I'd first want to talk about what periodization is. You probably have never heard of the term, but you probably know exactly what I'm talking about. Okay. Periodization is a 12-week breakdown. All right. So we've talked before that I don't believe in annual planning. And the reason why is people who work on an annual basis with annual plans, they have an illusion of time. And time will slow production. Think about how effective you are when there's a deadline. In my book, Swimming Upstream, I talk about this. Why people wait to the last minute to pack their bags. You know that you're going on vacation months ahead of time. Why the night before is everybody stressed out and packing? You had so much time to get ready for it. And it's true in life. So what we did was we broke things down into a 12-week year. And we forget about 12 months. Our entire company and organization and structure, all of the companies that I've been able to help and coach and work with, we've literally been able to double revenue simply because we're breaking things down into a shorter period of time, and the entire organization as a whole follows that. I don't need to wait an entire 12-month year to know if something is working or not. I should know if something is working or not in a matter of weeks because we can be able to make adjustments to it. And in the 12-week year, that would mean on a 12-month basis, you're waiting 4 years to figure out if something works or not. That seems ridiculous. So we are going to take a look at our long-term visions, which we've talked about in another episode. We're going to break things down into a short time frame. Now, periodization was originally meant for sports athletes. And if you haven't noticed yet, a lot of my analogies and even the cover of this podcast has some X's and O's on it. I use sports analogies for everything. It's such a part of my history. But what is periodization? Periodization is the key component that is going to help you and guide you through effective implementation. My software strategy that we have for our members or for our clients, I'll talk about that probably in a little more depth in a different episode, but we'll touch on it now. We can set it up to track anything, and we must track everything for you. But the software itself only scores you on a weekly basis based on your execution of your plan. It doesn't care about the results, even though we will track the results as far as overall sales or conversion ratios or money in your pocket or whatever that happens to be, that's fine. But the only thing that shows up in our map, our massive action plan on the strategic plan, is what we call blue chip activity. And I'll get into that a little bit later in the episode, but it's only directly related to your business or to your future, whether it's personal or business. So we'll talk about that in a little bit. Periodization is the how. When it comes to performance and what matters most, execution is everything. So the coaching that I do is a lot different than a lot of these other programs. You might be flipping through Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. You know, some ad pops up for some program on helping you grow your business and getting more clients and do all these things. And you spend the money, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, whatever it happens to be. Sit on a few, you know, webinars, and you get all this information, and then you're basically on your own. How many have had that happen to them? You're like, what the heck did I just pay for? I don't believe in that. And I've had coaches, and I've had some coaches in some very prominent companies. But when I think of a coach, and we'll talk about that later, again, I'm skipping ahead here, but when I think of a coach, I think of my head coach, my offensive coordinator, my football coaches, somebody that pushes you, not just says, here you go, here's the information and good luck. So this entire company of mine with our coaching and what we do for you and our clients, our business owners, we are there and designed specifically to help you take action. And we are going to incorporate you into it because you are the customer. Your business is the tool that allows you to live the life that you want. My job is to help you grow. And if I have to help your business do that, then fine. But you see, everybody in your industry is doing the same thing. But there are successful ones every year because they are being something else. When we talk about constant innovation and constantly adapting to your customers and constantly focusing, intentionally focusing on them, this is going to help you do that. Periodization is a program that was created, again, like I said, for athletes to boost their performance. So it is specified time blocks that work on a specific muscle group for a specific period of time, okay, so that we know nothing can be forgotten. And so what we did was we took that into the business world, right? My first experience with this without knowing what it was in high school football. You know, we grow up through the years, and these head coaches, they take on, you know, you go show up to practice and you kind of just run whatever the coaches want you to run, right? And so we got up to a high school level, and our coach, Coach Murray at the time, had a program that was so detailed. The entire year was already mapped out. Now we're talking January. The entire year was mapped out in on days and times, and everything was broken down. And honestly, I loved it. But when I got into the business world, my first coach was Brian Moran, and he had his company called the 12-Week Year. You know, we liked it so much that we licensed a piece of his software. But it shaped my life, and I'll tell you, since 2006, we have literally helped companies grow 100 to 200% by using this strategy. Because when it comes down to execution, if you don't plan for time, if you don't plan for things, you're probably not going to do it because you're going to get busy working the way. Okay? We've talked about this. Vision changes the way that you think. But thinking changes the way that you act. And the way that you act creates a different result. So ultimately, if we want to help figure out our results, we have to change the way that we think. So in my company, we operate on what we call a period, which is the 12-week year. And you have to intentionally move away from manual thinking because, again, it's the illusion of time. And that delays performance. What we find most in companies is usually a spike in the sales in the first portion of the year. People are energized. It's a new year. It's January. You're fresh. You're happy. You're excited. In the middle of the year, people are draining now, or they're thinking about summer vacation, or they're just not there. And then at the end of the year, every single year, every company slashes their prices, throws out the largest discounts of the year, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, Prime Day, you name it. It took them all year to figure out that they were behind. Deadlines create momentum. So if we could create a deadline every 12 weeks, what we've tracked, again, is instead of two spikes in sales throughout the year, like an annualized company, we show four. Every 12 weeks, there's a deadline. There's a reward or there's a consequence. People are hired and fired in those time frames. As an owner, our job is to help you, protect you, to coach you, to push you. You hire a coach just like a football team hires a coach. It's the strategy, and it's how we coach, and it's how we push the players. You're the player. It's how we push you to be better than what you are before we met you. To play with the level of competition that you need to play with and to be better. Imagine if you could be productive, if every day meant something. Now, you might not believe me, maybe you will. But I believe some people are scared of being productive. Imagine the busiest, most productive day that you had. Wake up at 5 a.m., work out, have a meeting with myself, drive into the office, meeting after meeting after phone call after phone call after a sales appointment, phone call, meeting, meeting, podcast. 7, 8 o'clock at night, you're on a webinar. Now it's 10 o'clock at night, you go to bed, tomorrow you got to do it the same day. Do it all over again. I didn't even have time to eat yesterday. Now, think if that was that way every single day, not once or twice a week, but every single day. Now, we talk about optimizing, and we'll talk about you as a business owner because we want you to work on your business, not in your business. But I want you to develop the habits, and we want you to be able to use periodization for your staff and your employees because it will keep them productive. Okay, so it's very, very powerful to be able to use a plan like this. And the software system for all of our clients helps you execute that stuff. Okay, and so I want to talk about some of the advantages of working from a plan. Okay, now working from a plan, people sometimes have this idea that planning is a waste of time. Okay. What we've shown is there are really three areas that are advantageous from working for a plan that happen to help excel your execution. Now, there's more than these three, but these are the three that stand out. Talk about, you know, paying attention to patterns and everything from everybody else. Number one is reduced miscues. Taking time to plan your course of action allows you to think through all of the different ways that you have available to you to reach your objectives, to reach your goals. And mistakes can be made on paper, with the best course being figured out before setting off. Now think of this like your map, right? We keep talking about the roadmap. If you just start driving, you might figure out that you made the wrong turn and you can recorrect yourself. But if we put it in our navigation before and we followed it, we will never make that mistake in the first place. I have a 5-minute meeting with myself every single day, Monday through Friday anyways, and I just call it my daily huddle. It's 5 minutes with myself to do nothing but take a look at what I'm supposed to do today and realign my thoughts with what my accomplishments are today. What do I need to do? Okay, the second thing is saving time. Although planning takes time, multiple studies have shown that it actually saves time overall. So it will take a little time to create the plan. But after that, you will be so dialed in and optimized and on purpose. But if you take things at you all day long as things come, you're getting a lot of things done. But are you productive towards your end goal? And I hear so many times from people, yeah, it can't. It happens. It's life. Things got in the way. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll get to it next week. I'll get to it. I promise. So part of coaching is we have an ETA. You know, if there are four quarters in a football game, there is a finite moment in time that is the end of the game. And so I don't want you to get to it tomorrow or next week or when you have time. I want you to get to it when you're supposed to get to it so that you stay on track and be able to execute and bring your visions into reality. The third part of this is increased focus. Just like a flight plan for a pilot, a strategic plan, it allows you to focus as an entrepreneur. With all of the things happening on a typical day-to-day, it is so easy to get pulled off of your flight path. And the plan allows you to recorrect midstream if you find yourself going off and to refocus and get back on it. And if your plan is done right, and we'll help you with that, that's part of my job. But if it's done right and it's crafted right and we keep it simple, we don't want it complex, but we want to only put blue chips in the plan. But with it, you are going to be free from all of this diffusion and stress and everything that can arise when you're operating without a clear course of action. Now, stress comes often from a lack of connection between what you're doing at any given moment at work or life or whatever and what you feel that you should be doing. You ever sit on the couch and you're like, I should be doing something? It's your body saying, go. You have to listen to that thing. But the plan is directly aligned to your vision. Okay, so let's help identify. Let's talk about this. Period planning. Some of you may be saying, well, what's the difference between that and quarterly planning? Well, quarterly planning is just a quarter of your year. So if you're behind in quarter one, you have time to make up quarter two, three, four. In period planning on the 12-week year, that is the finite moment in time. That's the 12-week year. Again, people fired, hired, awards, rewards, vacation, whatever it is, happens in 12 weeks. There's a difference there. Every single day matters. Now, let's identify blue chips, red chips, white chips. White chips are the things that just come through your days. Okay, they take up our time, which is emails, phone calls, mail, going to lunch, doing things that are just busy time. They don't really mean anything. They don't have to be done by you as an owner. They can be done by somebody else. Red chips are important, but they're not the ultimate important. In fact, they can probably be delegated to other people as well. Those are things that don't have to be done today, but they can be done tomorrow. Now, the blue chip activities, which is the only thing that we put in our plan, are the must do's to align with the vision that I want my life to be, that aligns to my 12-week period goal, my year-end goal, my 12-week goal. If it's not a blue chip, it won't show up in my plan. No matter what, those things need to get done. And that is what I'm talking about time blocking. Those things better be scheduled. Some of these tactics that occur on the week are going to recur every week. Some of them show up on week one and never again. Some of them will show up on week seven. So that's part of the strategy. When do things need to come into play? And we'll use your time to make sure that you have it. You have plenty of time. So we'll block time in your calendar for different things that we'll call buffer blocks, for example. A buffer block is a specific period of time to do nothing but check my emails, listen to voicemails, maybe 15, 20 minutes. And I'll schedule those maybe three times throughout the day. So, you know, if you need to get a hold of me, these three times, I will be open. I will be looking at voicemails. I'll be responding to emails. If you send me an email or a text message and I don't respond to you right away, that's because I'm doing something else that is more important to my vision. Either I'm with a client or I'm working on my business. But I will respond to you, I promise, because I have three different times scheduled throughout the day to do so. But you have to take control of your time. And remember that your time is at least as valuable as everybody else. And I choose to work on the high priority money-making activity first and do everything else secondary. Aside from buffer blocks, we'll have what we call a strategic block. A strategic block is a 3-hour block of time uninterrupted to do absolutely nothing but work on the tactics, the weekly tactics of my plan. So that I can, even if my days get busy, there is no excuse when I plan a 3-hour uninterrupted block of time to do nothing but work on it. And every Monday we have a WAM meeting, a weekly accountability meeting. It's 15 minutes. It's not meant to get anybody in trouble. And this is with my staff. This is what you would do with your staff. This is not me with you as a client. But we will do these on our coaching calls. But all it is designed to say, let me see your scorecard from the week before. How did you execute the tactics of your week? What we need to show is 72% or higher. 72% or higher, your plan's going to come into place. If you're lower, it's just not going to. And if you're in like that 90% plus range, the plan's not easy enough. The plan's too easy. We talked about jumping to the stars instead of the moon. If you're scoring 90% or higher, plan's too easy. Sorry, A students. If you're an A student, you can go from an A to an A plus. That's about it. But if you're a C student and you go to an A, or you're a C student and you go to a B plus, you've made more progress. My job is to push you. My job is to push you beyond your limits. There's other different blocks of time, not necessarily important to this podcast here. So talk about that at a different time. Commitments. In every plan that we do, we tie in personal commitments. You have to be personally engaged in your plan, because if you're not personally engaged in your plan, it's not going to work. So we've talked about your visions and what you want and why are you here and why do you want to be in the business or why do you want to grow it, you know, and being focused and intentional on the things for your own life. And those are going to be in here. We've talked about our have, do, be list, right? If you say on the be list that you want to be a great father or a great mother or a great husband, or you want to be somebody that people look up to. Let's just, for example, say you want to be a great parent and you have two kids and you'd like to spend at least 1 hour a week with each child individually and then another hour minimum with them together. And then you want to do one date night through the week, Monday through Friday, with your spouse. So you come in and you kill your week. You have a great week. Business is good. Things are on fire. But you didn't spend the one-on-one time with your kids and you didn't do your date night. My scorecard is going to hit you on that. And I'm going to say, what happened? And you're going to say, what are you talking about, Tony? I had a great week. And I'm going to say, well, kind of. But you didn't execute your strategy. Because at the end of the day, how happy are you going to be in your future? How fulfilled will you be if your kids don't like you? Or if they think that you always chose work over them. You didn't do those date nights with your wife. My job is to help you be rounded. That's what a coach is for. Let's move on to that. Let's talk about what a coach is. Think about sports. You grew up as a child. You had your parents. Parents are coaches. Put out whatever name, title you want, but you have your parents. Then you get into school. You have your teachers. They're a coach. Then you get into sports and you actually have a sports coach. You go into college, you have professors or other coaches if you're athletic, or you go into the workforce and you either have a manager or somebody teaching you a new job, or maybe you go start your own business right away. You probably have a mentor or somebody that's helping you in the initial stages. But at some point, we reach a point in our life where we're like, I don't need you anymore. Thank you. I got it. I'm the boss now. And what happens? For most people, things level off. For the ones that things don't level off, you want to know what the difference is? They have a coach. They're constantly being pushed. They're constantly being forced to challenge their own competitive nature. And it's important. Look at any elite individual in the world, any athlete, singer, musician, any business owner, anybody who is at the top of their craft, I promise you they have a coach. Probably more. Take a look at Tom Brady, the best quarterback who's ever played the game of football and will hold those records for a long time. He has multiple coaches. Why? He doesn't need to figure out how to throw a football or how to play offense. Those coaches are designed to keep him competing at the NFL level and constantly be improving. Because if he goes backwards, he's not Tom Brady anymore. NFL athletes have achieved the pinnacle and they're all coached. Singers, actors, musicians, business leaders. So one of the things, and I know that you've heard this before, but if you want to accomplish something, find somebody who's done it and mimic what they do. They have coaches. Who is it for? It is for everybody. The right coach has the tools. I've been shaped and molded by so many different people. My job is to focus on you. We can optimize any part of your business. I can help you grow it from a minimum of 30% to 200% or more. I've done it. But on top of that, you are my client. You. You know what that means? Your family, your life, your business will come and go. We'll sell it. We'll optimize it so that you can sell it, or you keep it, or you start another one. But my focus is you. So I have to be able to learn your problems. You don't tell everybody your problems. You don't tell your 50% partner half of your problems. You don't want them to freak out. That individual is going to say, hey, get your head in the game. We need you here. And you're not going to go home and tell your spouse some of your problems because you're going to freak them out. So you keep it. They say it's lonely at the top. The reason is because a lot of these business owners feel like they have to be by themselves. But when you're by yourself, you're no longer in proximity with other people. You're no longer being challenged and pushed. That's what I'm here for. That's what a coach is there for. With a coach, you will excel beyond what you can imagine right now today. Without a coach, you are only as good as the knowledge that you have and the drive that you have. Some days are productive and some days aren't. You know that. My coaching is different. I don't sell you some program and then you got to go figure it out. I don't get you on the phone and say, well, you know, how was your week? And you tell me a problem and I say, well, how does that make you feel? And then you tell me and I say, well, what do you think you should do about it? That's not a coach. That's a psychologist or a psychiatrist, whatever. I don't know what the difference is, right? They're all the same. One's medical, one's not. I'm a coach. You come to me with a problem, I give you a solution, and I coach you through it. And any good coach will do the same. If you're on the football field, players come over to the sideline, and the coach says, hey, what do you guys want to run? What play do you guys want to do? What do you think is going to work the best? That's not how that works. A coach is paid to be a coach, and he's there and trusted to be a coach because he has the strategy, and he has the ability to push the players and coach them strategically to win the game, to get the play done. If your coach isn't coaching you, it's not a coach at all. Now I'm kind of looking at the time here, and this kind of happens. I talk a lot. I'm trying to not do like, you know, hour and a half, 2 hour podcasts. Real quick, let's touch on a couple different quick questions, okay? Because I want you to start to develop your map, your plan. So this is the foundation for anything that we're going to do. The foundation of everything is to have a map, not a plan, but a map, a how. This is the strategy. We have to be able to guide you from where you are today. We have to know where you want to end up and when you want to end up, your ETA. And that gives us two finite points. From there, the strategy falls into place, the turn-by-turn guidelines and how we get that. So we'll probably jump into this again on the next episode, but I want to give you a couple things right now. We've talked about before, what business are you really in? Okay. Identify the gap between where you are now and where you want to be. Be truthful with yourself. Where is your business now and how is your business doing? Where do you want your business to be or your life to be or whatever you're here for? We talked about who are you and who do you need, right? Are you a producer? Are you a manager? Are you an entrepreneur? We haven't gotten into the stages yet, so we'll work on that as we go. But here's what I want you to do. Answer this. What is the outcome of your business enterprise? I want you to think about the destination. And then I want to think about when you want to be at the destination. I want you to think about, you know, 3 years from today. Where do you see your life? Where do you want your life to be? What does that look like? Not where you hope. Close your eyes and put yourself into the future. Get a time machine and go in there. You're living it. Everything that you wanted has already come through. What does it look like? Okay, then you can do this on your own unless you want to have me help you with it. You can do this on your own. You're going to take that life. Break things down financially. What kind of income do you need to live that life? And then I want you to ultimately break it down to a year, and then break it down to 12 weeks. Once you have your 12-week goal, it should be something similar to create and implement a system that generates X amount of dollars by period end, or create and implement a system that generates X amount of sales, or whatever it happens to be. If you have questions, email me. Go to the website, email me. Okay, we'll talk about some more of this next Wednesday. We'll dive into some more detail. I want to help you out. I'm trying to give value. Don't wait to get a coach. Don't just wait for every Wednesday to go through this stuff. Get one-on-one with me. Let's do some stuff. Let's get this going. The 12-week year. Make every day count. Get yourself a coach. And let's start to develop the plan. Now, right now, until November 1st, I am putting my confidence on my systems, on my coaching, on the line for you. All listeners, there'll be a link in the show links, or you can go to antoniobravada.com or tonybravada.com. Either one will work. And I will coach you for free for 30 days. I will guarantee you a minimum of 4 hours. We might have time for more. For free. I will prove to you the power of coaching. Go to antoniobravada.com. Take action. Send me an email. Get going on a package. No package. Email me, right? Tell me you listen to the show, because you get 30 days for free. So don't worry about anything else right now. Okay? Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for listening to today's show. I hope that you learned a lot and that you feel motivated to start implementing everything that you've learned here. You know I love results, and I know that you're going to have amazing ones. If you like what you're hearing and you want to leave a review, that would be awesome. Please make sure that you subscribe so you don't miss out on any of the new episodes, and shoot me a DM on Instagram at Antonio M. Bravada. I would love to hear your biggest takeaways. And remember, if you change your thinking, you'll change your actions. If you change your actions, you'll change your reality.